Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, everyone. This is the Sound Health Options Show, Direction for Truth, with Richard Talk to Me Guy and Cher Edwards. Good evening, Sherry.
Good evening, Richard. How is it in California?
It's
Any rain?
No, we had a little fake-out rain, a little like, oh, look, my windshield wipers. I have to use my windshield wipers, but it was nothing yet. I'm still holding, I'm not holding my breath, but, I was at an environmental conference over the weekend. And everybody had that same, like, let's, chant and burn and scuff in the dirt and drum and do whatever it takes. Let's get some rain over here. So I'm hoping that rain's happening. But it's mostly been a little bit of trickle.
I wish we could send you some of ours. It's been raining steady for about 6 days now. And we're just sloshing. Mother Nature just isn't taking good care of the... I shouldn't say it that way. Man is just really interfering. Didn't you just come back from an environmental conference? Did they talk about man interfering with Mother Nature?
That's so polite, yes. Yeah, there was a lot of that kind of conversation about, whether it was GMOs or water or, corn farmers who've been growing organic farm for, decades who are now being sued and having their lives ripped away by, monsters like Monsanto, in my opinion. To other countries where they're trying to do things, or other countries where they're actually smart enough to go, no, we're not having GMOs. No, thank you. Get out. And how we're misusing water, and there isn't enough water to go around, so why is it okay to think that, like the interview we did with Tia Lepertz about Proposition 1, where they want to build dams in California, but there's no water to fill those dams. How about actually doing things where we have to use the water correctly? So, yes, in answer to your question.
Well, we should let people know that are just tuning in that we're on Blog Talk Radio, and they can also catch us on WebEx. They can go to our site, soundhealthoptions.com, go down to radio and Blog Talk Radio and tune in there, because we're going to do... Well, I don't know if it's going to be exciting, but there's a big to-do about Obama doing a speech and people walking out on him. And was it what he was saying? What is really happening with that? And we're going to reveal a bit of that. And then some of Debbie Wasserman Schultz. I don't know if that's of interest to anybody, so I was going to ask that question. Richard, of all the things going on in the news, and this show, Direction for Truth, is about who's telling the truth, who isn't, and when you take into consideration that a great many of the people in Congress and in the government are attorneys, and lawyers are paid to spin the other side of a story, because they have to be. You've got two lawyers, and they're both trying to win for their client, so they make up things, they make you look at things a different way, they tell you stories that they think you'll swallow. So with the majority of people who are attorneys in Congress, what can we expect? But there's two stories, two strong sides, two adversaries or more, fighting with each other. Now, go along and look at the people in Congress who are really out for the people. Ron Paul was a doctor. I don't know about Ben Carson, whether he's going to run or not. I don't think he's mean enough. But he's a doctor. And you look at the people there that are doing something other than fighting and trying to get people to believe their side of things. They're businessmen. They're doctors, they're Well, I guess that's about the only other two. There's some housewives that jump into the fray because they just thought that people weren't taken care of. But of all the things going on and in this Direction for Truth show that we're doing, what do you really want to know about? Do you care if the president's telling the truth? Do you care if your governor is?
Oh, sorry, I was blacking out for a moment. It's the whole political thing. I think it's just such a cesspool of cash flow from lobbyists, corporations having representatives called lobbyists, giving money and graft to politicians, that it's just, it does, it really makes my eyes roll up in my head. You know, I think about, like, the thing going on with California with this water issue and the state governor, Jerry Brown, you know, having major contributions from companies like, Standard Oil or the fracking industry, and suddenly how the state of California is soft on fracking. I'm thinking, really, is that just like some, accident that occurred? And I just think that's representative, in my mind, in my opinion, of how I think that mirrors in Congress. I'm sorry. You know, I care less about what the president is saying, only in the sense that I just think the Congress is mostly filled with people who are there. Maybe they didn't go in this way of like, oh, look, I can make all this money, but boy, it sure smells like it on the other side. Where's the people? Where are we being actually represented and cared about? Sorry for the rant so early on.
Well, I have a rant about Congress that even if they serve just one term, they get out and they get this pension forever, but not so with the soldiers who put down their life and limb, and not so with a congressman. They just deal with opinions. But they're the ones that get a lifetime pension, and the soldiers, they get out and they're lucky if they can even find a job. They won't give them their...
Or if they're even cared for, even if they can get care from the injuries, mental or physiological, that they suffered while in war defending this country, they might not even be able to get support from the VA. Excuse me.
That part is kind of crazy. Let's open this up to the audience. Let's ask for opinions if they want to put it in chat over at Blog Talk Radio, or if they want to put it in chat here at Sound Health Options. Let's ask them what they would like to see, or we can give them our... Tommy, was you raising your hand? You want to... No, you don't have an opinion. Tommy's from Arkansas, where Bill Clinton started out. So, do you stay out of politics, Tommy? He does. He's our guest. Our guest in the studio this evening.
I didn't even have to see that, and I could hear it from here.
So, are people bored with us bringing them truthful things? Benghazi and Ebola and IRS, and what are some of the other things that we've brought along?
Well, you know, fracking, you know, a pet peeve of mine is fracking, or water utilization, or water rights, you know, the privatization of water, or there's just any number of, you know, mind-numbing things that our government seems to be doing.
But if people want us to talk about that and see who's telling the truth, they need to send us information. And I've been sent some pretty strange pieces of information to check on, whether or not UFOs are valid, and those are on our website, whether or not somebody's next-door neighbor was lying. And, you know, I can't do next-door neighbors because they aren't public figures. So we have to be careful when we do this. Now, that person can go tape their next-door neighbor and do it. As a matter of fact, we have the computer program up for people, then they can download it. Instructions are right there, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right at the bottom, and how to do all of this and how to look at it. And you can use your family. You can do it on the president. You can do it on Putin. And Putin's pretty solid. Would you believe that? when we look at his vocal print, he's pretty solid and pretty upfront and pretty honest. Is that an oxymoron, pretty honest?
I think in the... Excuse me. Yeah, in the world of politics, I don't know. That's an oxymoron, I think. Really? Honest what? What does that mean? Like, I think when I hear you say that Putin's vocal print is, you know, straightforward and honest, I believe that is a truth in that he is speaking his truth, and he is committed to his truth. He's not, you know, making things up. He's just, I'm a dictator, and here's how it is. Boom. And he's committed to that, and he really believes it.
When we first looked at Sarah Palin's voice, Dale, did you want to say something? Your mic is open. If you want to mute, okay. I thought maybe you want to add to this. When I first heard Sarah Palin's voice, I wasn't paying much attention to what she said, and she was a very honest, down-to-earth, foundational person and really meant what she said. It just what she said was the problem. So I would have voted for her for president had I not heard the words.
If I'd never heard her speak, I could have voted for her.
Well, I didn't quite mean it that way.
I know. Well, that's my opinion.
I meant the sound of her voice.
Yeah.
So we don't have anybody out here on either chat that have an opinion about what they'd like to know the truth about in our entire world.
Nothing's popping up over here yet.
One thing from Tommy is saying that he saw several trucks with the word gas frack emblazoned on their side. You know, we talked about this a week or so ago, but I'm going to say it again in case we have anybody new in the audience. We had a person here who had a bunch of fracking water that they took to the local place where you dump frack water, and it was too, I don't know if you call it active, it was too dirty. It was too dirty for them to take it. So they went out and at midnight dumped it in our local lake, and they got caught, and they got a $50 fine. Because there's no law against dumping fracking water, not from the haulers at least. The people who have the well have to see to it that it gets put someplace safe. But to put it in a water where our kids swim and people boat and fish and whatever, and a $50 fine. I just find that's crazy. Nothing has caught up. The laws have not caught up with fracking. And in case people don't know what fracking is, they put a bunch of water and chemicals, they pump it into the ground, high pressure pump, to bubble up or whatever, all the natural gas and stuff, out of shale. Now how they catch it is beyond me, but around here at least, they've made big dips in the soil, they've collapsed mines that have been going on for years, closed the mines around here. Houses falling into these places, streets falling in. What other things that do they do?
Well, they've made it so, in Oklahoma, they've made it so that Oklahoma this year, I think, is on schedule, if they, as they continue to frack, a side effect of fracking is that Oklahoma is now going to have more earthquakes, not as major as California has, but more regular earthquake activity from the fracturing of the soil by the mines, because they pressurize this water and put it in, and they use about 6 million gallons of water per frack, per well, and so that means, and that's water that really theoretically can never be used in our water table again, because they use about 250 chemicals per pump, surfactants and things to break the gas down and knock it loose, and then they're not supposed to use that water again. So that's 6 million gallons. That's a lot of water we're taking off the supposed table, unless there are people in your neighborhood who are, you know, dumping water in ponds, which is horrific.
I was trying to think of an analogy, what this is like. If you had layers of water and gravel, or water and stone, and you made a nice house, and that's what you put in the walls, and then all of a sudden you got rid of all the water, and what would happen to those walls? That's kind of a bad analogy, but, you know, that's kind of it. That they're taking all the water out of Mother Earth, and kind of everything's collapsing. And how that ever got passed, I don't know. Probably that's one of them that they did the week between Christmas and New Year, when the pharmaceutical companies try to get all the garbage passed, because so many people are busy with Christmas and holidays, they don't pay any attention. But
well,
I guess,
like, how did we? This will possibly be my last mini rant about fracking. Cheney made it so that the fracking industry is not responsible for what they do to water quality when they're doing it. Got laws passed so that they're just not to be held responsible for what happens.
Cheney is one of the first really incredible liars that we've ever seen. I'll slip that over on the show here so people watching can actually see the nano voice, the one they can download for free and watch. And you can see in his vocal print, and we're looking at a screen that has 12 notes across it, C, C sharp, D, D sharp, and so forth, and then several octaves, and there's columns. And when you look at Cheney's voice, it isn't filled up very full at all, which means they're withholding, very literal. But this was about the 9/11 terrorist intelligence, and we did this. His voice, his note of E, was very, very empty. And that means that his words were empty. And this is what I wrote about his chart as I did his evaluation. Maybe a lot of people don't know that we do something called bioacoustic vocal profiling here at the Center of Bioacoustic Biology, in addition to helping people with things like MS and Parkinson's and what their nutrition should be, what muscles are going to be stressed. So we do this lie detection sort of thing too. So this is what I wrote about Cheney's voice when I looked at it, and it only had a couple of reactive notes. And all this is in the booklet that you can get from our Nano Voice, nanovoice.org website. Okay, I ran this chart twice because I didn't believe it. There's a separation of what he is saying and what he is really going on in his thought processes. On both charts, there is a large gap between what he's saying and what he's thinking. On one chart, there is no E vocal expression. This could mean that it is a subject that he doesn't want to talk about, or possibly a subject that he can't talk about. Either way, the listener would get a sense that the person was not being forthcoming with the information. Both charts are also very limited in what is being shared. Information broker would be a good description of his personality. There's a great tendency for manipulation in this chart. The topic will not be expanded. There is no response in spirituality, justice, or humanity. But when we begin to look at his self and intuition, it was totally missing from his bottom foundation and was removed up into fantasy. So he thinks a lot more of himself than other people do. So we have hundreds of these, and he's the man behind fracking.
He's the man behind giving. I believe his companies were, you know, huge in the early days of fracking. Companies that he'd formerly been CEO of, and that sort of like disappeared into the no. The press never talked about that, as is, you know, the push of the media. And then, yeah, he got laws passed, or was responsible for pushing them through, to make sure that the fracking industry wasn't responsible for a lot of their environmental effects.
Well, we're going to go on and use the same nano voice that you've probably used a lot, and there's people on with us who have watched us use it, and we're going to talk a bit about a speech that Obama recently gave in Maryland in support of Tony Brown, who's running for governor there. Crowds walking out during Obama's speech on a campaign trail in Maryland, and I just thought they meant a few people. When you begin to look at some of the pictures, and I'll move this one over, of what was really happening, can you see all of that online? I'll make it a little smaller so it'd be easier to see. Can you see people, hundreds of people,
yes,
walking,
yeah,
out of this auditorium? And they tried to say, well, that was an overflow crowd. And several reporters there said, no, this is not an overflow crowd. This is people getting up and walking out. You see how tall and high these buildings are? It looks like hundreds of people. And the reporters were saying, I don't want to show that yet. I want to show the pictures. Just people getting up and noisily marching out. Several articles about this and several things that show what was really going on. But I thought that we would listen to a little bit of what Obama was saying. Here's another article. Over its steady stream of Democrats leave campaign rally during Obama's speech. Now, if we hadn't had to use this other phone, I could actually give people these links. So I'll do that while this is playing. But here is Jeff Mason. Lots of a comment. Lots of people, at least up front near where journalists are sitting, appear to be leaving this rally now that Obama has started speaking. A steady stream of people leaving Maryland rally continues as Obama speaks. It's noticeable and noisy. They would have waited, these people would have waited hours to get in. After waiting for a long time for the President of the United States speech, don't you want to hear the whole thing and not just take a phone pic or two and leave? These are just some of the comments of what was going on. But I wanted to share the video of what he was really saying. It had a commercial on it, so I played some of it. And here are pieces of the rest. Heckler. There's shaking signs and waiting for the crowd to die down so he can talk about this heckler that's talking about, I guess, immigration.
Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. First of all, I couldn't quite hear the young man. But I think actually he was concerned about immigration reform. And the problem is I'm actually for immigration reform. And the reason we haven't done immigration reform is because Congress, congressional Republicans in the House of Representatives, have been blocking immigration reform. You have to have compassion. If you have a family member who, because we have not fixed the broken system, is worried about being deported, then you're going to be worried too. Of course, you should be protesting the folks who are blocking it, but that's okay. But we believe in an America where everybody gets a chance. That includes making sure that we've got an immigration system that continues to be for our tradition, which is that we're a nation of immigrants.
I hope that doesn't come back and start to play again. If it does, I'll try to reach out and stop it. But when you begin to look at these pictures, right up front to him, even people are leaving. You know, I think sometimes that Obama has good ideas about equality and everybody have everything they need and the rich should take care of the poor. But I really don't think America is ready for utopia, and that's what that is. America was built on you work hard and you get ahead. And your money should not be used for somebody that has decided they don't want to work. They just want to take part of yours. And so I don't think the utopia quite works yet, because we're not there in a land of plenty where all information is free, like on Star Trek, where you have a replicator. Everything is free in what we're looking at. Education is free to the deserving. So I thought we'd look at Obama's voice and see if there was some hidden agenda of why they were walking out on him. Now, the words seem reasonable. The words seem to be the words that he was talking about before. This is Obama's voice, and you can see there's a great big note of B. Normal is 42, and I think this says 148, if I'm seeing it right. And we look at A-sharp right beside it at 114. Now, A-sharp is spirituality, and B is either martyrdom, love of humanity, coming together for the benefit of all people. Now, that would be fine, well, and good. Actually, that is the same kind of information that was in his chart before. And this is, well, that's the Obama speech. Let me find the Gaddafi speech. It came up on my other chart. Remember Gaddafi, that they ran out of the country, his country, and the government asked us to look at his vocal print, and we said, he's going to stay till the death. He so much thinks that he's right, he's going to stay until they kill him. And this is his vocal print with that very large note of B. And at the same time, there's Obama talking about Syria with that same very high note of B. They are both martyrs, and they will defend their position to the death. You know, I would thought that Obama is going to give up and just walk off, and I said that for months, but now that I see this, and it is current, I think that he's going to stay till the death. I don't think he's going to have enough sense to walk off with this many people leaving. I think he really thinks that he is right. He just doesn't consider that people aren't ready for this. Now, all of that until you look at his numeric chart, and that's where you really begin to see a difference in what is going on. And I'm going to see if I can make this a little bigger. Zoom. Whoops, that is a lot bigger. Let's see if we can still see those numbers. Now remember that normal is 42. And when you look at the note of C, and all of you can go in and download the chart. I'll show you where in a minute. When you download this chart, there you can see what each of these notes represent and what each of these octaves represent. And in Obama's voice, the note of C, which is self, self-ego, self-expression, 1,467 is his score. I think that's the highest score I have ever seen. Richard, you ever seen a score like that?
No, that's stunning.
And it's in fantasy. So it's his fantasy. If it was reality, look at the bottom here. This is where his foundation would be. There is absolutely no foundation for three octaves. Is somebody wanting to talk? There's... I don't know where that's going on. Do you hear that, Tommy? Richard, there's some extra things. Somebody extra talking, and we can't see where it is. Okay. So looking at ego in fantasy land and 109 in C sharp, which is about justice, and it's in fantasy too. There is no justice in his foundation. Now, there is an absolute complete break in his chart from left brain to right brain. It starts at D sharp, information broker, and moves all across the chart, and we'll post this for you on the site, in the news on our site, and it diagonally moves across to the note of G. So it goes over five notes where he has a break. Information broker, words, having a plan, carrying out the plan to a useful fruition. Now, he's talking about immigration. He's talking about Obamacare. He's talking about electing a Democratic governor. That is 8 points. I am sorry for this other person breaking in and talking. We don't know where it's coming from. So looking
We're not hearing it at Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, great. You can see over here when it comes to martyrdom, 348. Now, the reason that 1,000 and something doesn't show up on his column or view is it only picks up four octaves, and it picks up the octaves from the bottom up. So on A sharp and spirituality, he has it in a childlike naivete. And then 348 that he has in the note of B, remember, 42 is normal. That's in childlike naivete. So I think once upon a time he may have had an idea that he could make America better. But the people aren't ready for this. America was based, he said, on immigration. Yes, it was. And the harder you work, supposedly, the more money you make and the better off you can be. And that has been the dream of Americans, and they are not going to be easily persuaded that that's not a good way to run your life. Opinions, Richard?
Well, I think part of his childlike naivete is also that, as you say, I think he did go in with a sort of a vision, a fantasy vision of being able to make changes, but then part of it is coming up against the Congress, who would rather go on vacation than actually participate in making decisions. That's their decision, is we won't make decisions because we don't want to vote for war or against the war. We don't want to participate. We just want to blame the leader of the country and say he's wrong rather than actually coming back in and saying why or how or no, we don't agree with that, or actually participating. It's a very tricky thing.
Well, Clinton had a Republican, I don't know if it was the House or Congress. I'm hesitating because we've got this other person talking here, and I'm glad you guys can't hear it. But Clinton went in and made friends and deals and got things moving. And right now, I feel like our country is very, very stagnant. And it's stagnant because people are just puppets for what's going on. And I will have my way or the highway. And that is what Obama has threatened, and it may be after the elections that that happens. But the only, well, two governors that he has campaigned for. One is Tony Brown. That is 11 points ahead of his opponent. You know, I just think we ought to throw them all out and start over, or throw out the majority of them that don't vote for the people. And I'm not talking for their particular little space of people in maybe one corner of the state. It needs to be for the benefit of all concerned. That's the way I open my day. Let this day be for the benefit of all concerned. And sometimes that benefit to others hurts me, inconveniences me, causes me to lose money. But that's still, in my opinion, how the universe should be run. Now, there is another one here that we'd like to share. Oh, and I told you I'd tell you where to get that chart. Go to NanoVoice, nanovoice.org, or soundhealthoptions.com. And while you're there, grab your Ebola software, and there's some radiation software exposure. I think the other one might be cholesterol or nutrition. I can't remember. But we have enough software there for you to start a business. So under Nano, double-click on this chart, and it will open so that we can look at each one of these notes and their criteria in general terms. So the note of C, self-power, ego, self-directed, leader, excitement, physically motivated. And you were saying people in Congress would rather go on vacation. Well, I think Obama is one of the most vacationing presidents we've ever had, and I think it's beginning to wear on people that his vacations cost more than a lot of people's yearly salary. Okay, on to who's telling the truth. And one of the things that they're talking about now is how Obama didn't keep his promises and everything is hollow and he wants this utopia, but he doesn't want to be cooperative to even help create the utopia. He wants to say who gets what, when, where, how, including about Obamacare. And I just listened to a Joyce Riley show. A lady was on there talking about what's coming up for Obamacare. More lack of choice, higher costs, more limited providers, lack of privacy. Now, when you go in and sign those little HIPAA papers, you are signing that millions of people in that internet of your health records can look at your records anytime they want. And there's way less security. And we're on, what, nearly $1 trillion, something like $800 million being spent on the whole thing, and it still doesn't work. Two different states have totally shut down their Obamacare unit or whatever you call it, even after spending millions of dollars to put it up because they couldn't get it to work. I didn't want to go there. Okay. Well, how do I get down here? This is Debbie Wasserman, and she is the head, the chairperson of the Democratic National Commission. And they were talking to her about Obama not keeping his promises. And she said he kept all of his promises. There's nothing that he has said that is not the truth. And it's like in direct opposition to what this reporter is saying. And we did her voice also.
There's another question that has been out there, as you well know, that comes out a lot on the Sunday shows, and that's the president keep your plan pledge. I mean, it has infuriated a lot of that 3% or so of Americans who actually can't do that. And frankly, as I've said, a lot of other people who felt they were misled. And in a weekly address, Republican Senator Marco Rubio slammed the president, among others,
this week we learned that not only is that not true, and that people are in fact losing their health plans, but that President Obama's administration has known this would happen for over 3 years. In essence, Obamacare's passage was built on a foundation of lies and promises that simply can't be delivered.
Did the President, Congresswoman, knowingly oversimplify this and provide an opening, frankly, for opponents of the ACA? You know, Marco Rubio has exactly zero credibility when it comes to whether or not Americans have access to quality, affordable health care and whether or not Obamacare gets implemented. So I think most people just discount what he says because he's done everything he can to try to slow it down or stop it. At the end of the day, Americans were not only mind-held by the president. The overwhelming majority of Americans are already insured. And what we're talking about here is insurance companies who chose not to keep the plan that they could have grandfathered. And they chose to change the plan that they were making available to people that they already insured in the individual market. At the end of the day, most of those people who are having their plans transitioned will have better benefits for lower costs. All they have to do is go on the exchange and shop around, which are arguably to be easier than it is now, and they will be able to actually get better coverage for less. So no, there was nothing about what President Obama or that I or any other Democrat supporting the Affordable Care Act said that was not true. And what is true is that the Republicans continue to do everything they can to stop people from getting quality, affordable health coverage and to allow insurance companies and the health system to continue to overcharge them for less coverage and to make their life hard. Congressman Gary Washington. There's another question that has been out there.
In this case with her, it's just crap. You can feel, I can hear the holes in what she is saying. When people go on these exchanges, this is not true. Thousands of people got knocked off of their insurance, and she's trying to say it's because they were just too stupid. They didn't know how to work any of it. So me moving around here, and you can hear that I'm trying to put all of these links into the chat and still hold the strange telephone. What do you think of Debbie Wasserman? Do you believe what she's saying, Richard, or anybody, if you have an opinion?
The volume was a little low at Blog Talk Radio, but I could tell that it was, as you technically used the term, crap. It just seems like, you know, spin city.
Spin city. Now look at Obama's. I'm moving down here. Look at hers. Almost identical to Obama's. I've got 150%. I probably should turn it down just a little. There's no in between. Look at this. She and Gaddafi and Obama are almost identical in this is for the betterment of the people. Usually Debbie Wasserman comes up as high words of fantasy. Let's look at her numbers. I'm going to make this big again because it's hard to believe that she has this much a likeness with Obama. Her ego score, her C score. Can you read that, Richard?
That is the second most shocking thing I've heard today. Wow. That's amazing.
Can you read the numbers? 1,300 and something. I can't read them. I didn't make it big enough to read.
It looks like 1,467.
Oh, is that the same one as Obama? I think it is.
That looks like that's Obama. 1,467? Are you on Obama or are we on...
Yeah, let me go down here.
There we go. Here we go. Oh, my goodness. It's 1,381. Wow.
And it's in I've made it too big, 236% higher, getting it adjusted here. And we will post this, but you can, well, that's Obama again. She has a wider gap even, but she has that 330-something in martyrdom, way out of proportion, that she's going to stand beside this and fight to the death, you know. My kids used to stand in my face and just tell me bald-faced lies, and they would have all of these dumb excuses that just dug a deeper hole. And that's what these people with this very, very big note of B, they are the zealots, the Christian martyrs. But on the good side, Joan of Arc, I think, would have had that very high B. She gave her life, a very young woman went out and gave her life for her people. That could be what they're doing. That could be what Gaddafi did. If we didn't have this incredible ego involvement up here in fantasy. If, like Gaddafi, it was only the high B, Gaddafi didn't have the high ego. But you see here with Debbie Wasserman and you see with Obama, very, very high ego. Wasserman has 518 under justice. Now, that's usually the one that Obama has very high because it says my way or the highway. He has 109 in justice. Debbie Wasserman has 518. She would take a sword and swashbuckle through a crowd because she thought she was right. My way or the highway. And she's just delivering a message. She has very little foundation also, but she has more than Obama. Her foundation, she has a 60 in F sharp. Make a plan and stick to the plan. She also has 14 in D sharp, which is information broker. But think of this. Debbie Wasserman, who you can obviously tell is a fibber. I don't know if I'm allowed to say somebody's a liar. I could say bioacoustically speaking, this is what this means. She also has 277 in D, self-approval. So she thinks a lot of herself, and the note of C being so high, and she thinks a tremendous amount of herself when it comes to she's doing the right thing. Are these people delusional? Well, several people have put up Richard's mantra, follow the money, follow the money. And I think that's right in this case. Did you see the article about when we had this downturn in 2008, that there was not one person in Congress that lost money? All the people of the world seem to have lost money. A lot of people lost their entire savings. But not one person in Congress lost money.
Not one banker went to jail.
Yeah. So how do we turn Congress around? Do we begin a campaign that says we're going to evaluate both sides of who's running, and it's going to be our opinion that we're putting out here in the public, this person is for the public, this person is for their purse? Is that a campaign that people would like to see? How about... Oh, somebody put in smart meters. They'd like to know about smart meters. They'd like to know about chemtrails. Now, remember that we have to have an audio. And the Obama people have gotten very, very smart about what we're doing. Well, two things. I don't know which direction to go here. But behind most of his speeches now, they have some clicking and clacking, and that's very hard to take out of a speech. It's almost like a ticker from a old-fashioned Wall Street ticker kind of sound. So we have to have a good video or audio of what's going on. Somebody else wants to know about depleted uranium. We do have frequencies for this, but it looks like follow the money. But at the same time, look at the amount of money spent on Obama's campaign. Almost $1 billion spent on his campaign, and the job makes, what, $500,000? Does that make any sense to spend $1 billion? I guess if it's somebody else's money that you're spending, that makes sense. But that $1 billion buys a lot of influence for what should or should not be done. So if anybody's got information on smart meters, let me know. That's a good topic. Depleted uranium and Richard's fracking. Richard, do you have anybody that has a video that fracking is good. We love fracking.
Wow.
I don't think we've done that, have we?
I don't think we've done that. I'll have to find some video footage of saying how much we love fracking. We love our cows catching on fire when they fart. It's an amazing thing.
Well, people's water was catching on fire where they were fracking.
Yeah, well, they knock the gas loose and crops are dying and animals are dying.
The only comfort is that we can still leave the European Union as a nation. Boy, I don't understand that comment in the chat about Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland, the Nice Treaty, and the Lisbon Treaty finally kicked into full effect. It's harmonization with the emphasis on harm. The only comfort is that we are still can still leave the European Union if, as a nation, we decide and are given the vote. Oh, I keep forgetting that we have all these wonderful people around the world listening to this show. Here's another one. Cindy Jacobs and Rick Joyner on latest prophecy. I will grab that link that you gave me. I don't have the slightest idea who that is or what that's about. And here's Judy Richard saying, follow the money. The EPA was reportedly set up to protect our environment. You know, the other person I'd like to look at is the head of the CDC. What is that guy's name? Starts with an F. The one that says, we have nothing to worry about with Ebola. It's not going to come to our shores. You know, how dumb do these government people think we are? They just think we're dumb animals and you can throw us some food stamps and some health care and we'll shut up and leave people alone and swallow all the lies. You can keep your health care. You can keep your doctor. Baloney.
Well, I think somebody, actually, I think there's a good comment in chat. I'm not sure where this is coming from. I don't, Dale made a comment in chat saying, if you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. And that's a quote from Joseph Goebbels. And I'm not sure who Joseph Goebbels is, Dale, but I like the quote. I think that's part of it, is they just get that steadfast, we'll just repeat, keep repeating this lie until, wow, people will believe it.
Boy, there is a ton of stuff in the chat. The only thing that we can do here is say to you, this is what we found bioacoustically. This is what this person's intention seems to be. This is what their motivation seems to be. And given enough information, you'll be able to make credible decisions. We can do that with NanoVoice, and there's another program, InVoice. Oh, there's another program leading the way. What kind of leader each person would be. I'm going to run Obama and anybody else you'd like to see what kind of leader they are through this. So vote for your candidate. Yes, Obama had a very low audio. I'm sorry about that, but you can use the links and go listen to that and then go to our site about... I'm reading something at the same time I'm trying to talk, and I just can't do it. I'm finding it difficult to figure out if prophetic-type people have childlike faith and that registers in the childlike range. That might be. Richard, do you see all these questions? Can you answer any of them?
The chat, we have to stop the show. I can only read the chat. It's amazing. This is, you know, actually Dale answered my question about who Joseph Goebbels was. I knew the name was familiar, but I sort of have a block on this whole quadrant. Joseph Goebbels, by what Dale is saying, Goebbels was Hitler's propaganda minister and handler.
Well, I'll grab this and go look at it.
That's amazing.
There is so much going on. All we can offer you is a way to glean information about what's really going on with people and to begin to help you with tools and solutions to this outrageous, what I think is outrageous, Obamacare. And they're going to become more and more strict as they cut off all the other insurance and all the other people who could provide you with medical care. The more they get to dictate, they get you in a hole where you have no options, and it's going to be, you can have this medication, and you can't. Somebody sent me a thing that said, this is a strange country when those who work and do without have to do without to feed the people who choose not to work. And that's kind of crazy where we're going. It's going that way with health care. Rationing, if you look in Obamacare and really read that, your local community, your local doctor can ration medication. And especially if you're over a certain age, they can ration your medication. Time to get off the medication or time to take our classes and learn to give yourself the medication. We are growing by leaps and bounds here. There are so many new classes coming up. Judy LaHaye, Phyllis Edwards, Robin Barnes, they're all teaching classes for the public from the very beginning levels of what we do to very sophisticated levels. There is no reason why someone can't learn to do this, because we'll just keep working with you until you get it. And there's so many people doing research. We just got, and I don't know if this is the same Dale that's on here, but we got an offer to do a research project today because we found so much overdose of copper when we were talking about Ebola the last couple of months, that looking at chemtrails, they're dropping copper all over, and high copper makes you very susceptible to Ebola from what we can see with the numbers. So they're dropping copper on people. He wants to do a research project to see if sulfur will help pull out some of these heavy metals. So I don't know if that's that Dale or there's another Dale that's going on here. But we have another research person coming in, and they want to do a research project on the American Indians and why so many of them have diabetes, because we're working on a project that there's a third kind of diabetes from a fatty liver, not just from the pancreas. So we're working on a lot of different projects that medicine seems to have overlooked, because looking at bioacoustic biology, taking your vocal print, putting it in our magic computer programs, ends up being able to tell us what is going on with you. And one of the better programs that we're expanding is methylation, and that can tell us exactly what's going on with your system, what's not working well. So that's our gift to the world that we try to share with people. But we also thought that we ought to talk to people about who's lying and who isn't. And even if people, do they want to know that? Do you want to know if your husband or your kid or your congressman is lying, or your fracking person or the GMO person or the IRS person? We've already looked at Lois Lerner. She's fibbing. We knew this would come out. We knew if we just kept hounding people, we kept giving away this information, if we kept spreading the word, almost anybody could look at this. And when we go back and look at the many, many people who just walked out of the seminar, hundreds of people walked out when Obama was talking. Did they listen and hear that he had so much ego? Did they hear that he didn't have a foundation? Have we helped people train to do that? I don't know. I would hope so. But what I really think happened here is Democrats and Republicans alike that went to this walked out in a show of, we the people are now going to take a stand. This is our stand, Mr. President. We know your words are full of hot air. And we're walking away, and we're going to take things into our own hands, because your word isn't good anymore, and we finally see through you. So discernment, maybe, because there's big holes in his voice. Were they scared? I don't think so, because they got up in mass and walked out. Was it planned? It looks a bit planned to me. But I think a whole group got together and said, we've got to have a way to tell them what's going on. because he's not listening any other way. You know, this thing about Tamarisi, whatever his name is, in Mexico, they said they'd do something if they got over 100,000 signatures. Well, they got close to 1 million, and they still won't do anything about he accidentally drove over the border with a gun in the back of his truck. So I think this is the only way people thought they could get the president to see what was really going on, to deliver that message that we aren't taking it anymore. So that's our direction for truth for this week. Any last thoughts, Richard?
I'm laughing partially because as I'm looking at the image that you're showing, the same thing that I would say about, because I've been privately chatting to some people in chat over WebEx, that, you know, it really comes down to how much money is being pushed by the lobbyists into Congress to make something happen or not happen. And I would say follow the money to that. I would be really interested on somebody showing really who organized this. How did this get, you know, there has to be an agenda someplace. I like the theory of the agendas that you're talking about. And yet, I would like to know who's behind this. Who's, you know, who got this many people organized to make this kind of statement? It wasn't just like an idea that happened in the hall. It was it's too large an act to just randomly have occurred. It had to be organized by somebody, and why? That would be great to know for me.
I'm going to find a copy of the whole speech and look at each section of what he was talking about and see what his intention really was. But I think this is, they finally had enough. When we talk about wake up, they finally found enough, had enough. I would suggest to people that they go back and look at or listen to the article or the show we did with Jack Abernoff, and I'm not sure how to spell his name, but he was a lobbyist, and he spent several years in jail for being a lobbyist. But he came out and started on an appearance circuit and told just bare facts. This is how you buy a congressman. This is how you get to them. And this is how little it costs to buy them lock, stock, and barrel. So I just think people have had enough. I really hope that in this election that we get some kind of cohesion, or somebody decides to not be so stubborn so we can really get something done. Harry Reid won't let things go to vote. There's 200 or 300 bills on his desk that he refuses to take to the Congress to even vote on. And it's a ridiculous, stubborn, pig attitude that we've got, and it just needs to cease.
Well, I have to, now you made me jump in. I thought we were going to be done. That it's that kind of act. The idea is that these people are theoretically elected to represent people, and it's that kind of act where one person is stopping the flow of a whole group of people, theoretically, that we voted in the position to make decisions for us. You know, that's, how is he even not fired or, you know, hung on the yardarm or I don't know what exactly. But, I mean, it's just, I think it's there is, in my mind, no excuse for that kind of action. I don't care what he thinks, what he's thinking, but it's like, really, the idea is that we supposedly have this government that's a voting body. How can one person make, and, you know, I'm going to hold my breath and turn blue because, no. Really? You're out. Okay.
Well, remember when we did his voice and he had the beginning of Alzheimer's, like Reagan?
Yeah.
That could be part of it. Or he's just taking orders from somebody that this is the way it's going to be. Look at Nancy Pelosi. You got to vote for it to see what's in it. And
yeah,
her saying that unemployment creates jobs. I mean, it's the how these people get reelected. That's for another show. I know, we got to go.
Yeah.
For those of you who want
fun
to grab, yes. For those of you who want to grab the chat, click inside, hold down Control, click A. It'll make everything blue. Then Control again, hold down C, then go over to Word or whatever program you have and just paste it in there. And we'll have the whole chat and everything that you guys have suggested. And if you have other things that you want to tell us, but maybe not in the chat, my name's Sherry Edwards, S-H-A-R-R-Y, Edwards at Gmail. Richard, can they write to you?
Sure. Talk to me guy, just like it sounds, talk to me guy at gmail.com.
And tell us what you think. We'll put your shows on. We'll put you on if you've got a rant. Okay, later, guys.
Thanks, everybody. That was, you know, it's a thing. It's good. All right. See everybody Sunday, and have a great rest of the day and week. Thanks, everybody.